You likely know about people in history who wore a full set of armor to go into battle. Today, on this Words of Life program, Brother David Johnson will use as a sermon topic the full armor of God. We will read about that armor in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers support Words of Life with their prayers and contributions in order to share this gospel message. We now praise our Lord with song. Lord, it is in the precious name of Jesus that we speak to you in prayer. It is only through Jesus that we enjoy this gift of salvation that is given to us. Some of our listeners face challenges of health, personal concerns, and even spiritual issues. We seek your help in meeting each of those needs. We continue to hear about believers who are preaching the gospel, but they're persecuted for expressing their faith. May your armor fully protect them. And when Jesus returns, as you have promised in your word, help us to be ready for him. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, using Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17, Brother David Johnson will present in sermon the full armor of God.
It's great to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is The Full Armor of God. And our text is taken from the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. All of us, and especially Christians, we know that we have an ongoing battle against powerful evil forces of fallen angels, of demons, headed by Satan the evil one, who is a vicious adversary and accuser of the saints. Not only that, but we also have our own sinful nature and evil world system all around us that can also sorely tempt us. We cannot defeat these formidable foes of evil only in our own strength or resources. We as Christians must depend on God's power and strength to be victorious, to be overcomers. God has provided defensive and offensive measures to win spiritual battles. Especially as born-again baptized believers, we have the indwelling Holy Spirit, who is our greatest defender. But God has also revealed other powerful tools which we can all use to overcome the enemy. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, wrote to the Ephesian church while under house arrest in Rome for preaching about Jesus Christ. Therefore, Paul was in close contact with Roman guards, who he possibly asked regarding their armament in battle. Paul then applied the armor of a Roman soldier to the full armor of God, available to Christians in spiritual battle. Paul closes his letter to the Ephesian church with both warning and instruction about winning against evil forces set against God's people. And of course, not only in the first century AD, but down through the church age to today. As an overview, in verses 10 through 13, Paul reveals the basic truths of the Christian's need for awareness and preparation to meet our spiritual enemy. In verses 14 through 17, Paul specifies six most important pieces of spiritual armor God has provided, using a Roman soldier's armor to illustrate their importance. This passage is of vital importance to all believers throughout the church age, regardless of place or time. So let's begin. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Notice Paul reveals that all born-again believers can be strong, but not only in our own strength, against a ferocious enemy. It's the Lord's mighty power in us and through us that counts for victory. The Christian life is a battleground. It's not a playground. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. The words put on has the idea of permanence. So regarding the full armor of God, it's not for us to put on and take off. Do you think spiritual forces of evil are going to let off attacking, let off tempting us? If we take off the full armor of God, we are what? We're very vulnerable. So the full armor of God is for our daily lifetimes, as we are tempted each and every day to sin. Some Christians may wonder, why do we have to defend ourselves? Why fight off Satan and his schemes? Can't we just ignore the spiritual forces of evil against us? Do you really think that Satan and his evil horde are going to ignore us? If we are born of God, Satan will attack us repeatedly, regularly. Although Satan has already been defeated at the cross by Jesus Christ, he refuses to lay down his arms and accept defeat. Satan and his horde are going down, hellbound, and he wants to take as many of us with him to hell. Regarding the devil's schemes, the Greek word for our word scheme carries the idea of cleverness, craftiness, cunning, deception. Satan's schemes allure our sinful nature and entice us through the evil world system. His schemes include every kind of sin, every form of immorality, every false religion, every human philosophy, every worldly enticement. Devil has a host of evil associates to carry out his bidding. We have been forewarned it will be and is a battle royal. Brother R. H. Bowl writes, quote, "For it is especially against the wiles or schemes, the trickeries and deceptions of the devil that the apostle warns us. It must be exceedingly important for Christians to recognize the supernatural character of their conflict, lest in ignorance of this they might attempt to meet the adversary and his hosts by their own natural powers, an attempt which could only be fatal. For Satan is not only a great strategist, but also the great purveyor of lying enemy propaganda," end of quote. Amazingly, according to a survey done a few years ago, probably much different today in the negative, the respected Barna Research Group found that at least 55% of all Protestants and, incredibly, 75% of Roman Catholics in America do not believe in the existence of a real devil. Imagine that. That Satan is nothing more than a symbol of evil, not a real evil being. What do you think Satan thinks of that? Then the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, unveils the nature and extent of the evil forces arrayed against us. This is war, like it or not, believe it or not. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Rulers, authorities, powers, and spiritual forces of evil are probably four designations of different groupings and rankings of fallen angels or demons under the leadership of Satan the devil. The devil's forces of evil are highly structured for the most destructive purposes. Consider Christ, as it says in the Colossian letter chapter 2 and verse 15, regarding him, it says, "And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." So powers and authorities are demons. "In the heavenly realms" refers to the entire invisible supernatural kingdom of spiritual beings. It is only by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that Paul could reveal, unveil, these realities that are unseen, unknown by man, except by revelation in Scripture. We should remember that Scripture reveals, for example, that the devil, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, says in part that he is the god of this age. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2 says in part, the ruler of the kingdom of the air. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19 says in part, that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. So, consider Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13. That says in part, therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. What happens to the soldier in the natural world with only partial armor on the battlefield? He's very vulnerable. We need God's supernatural power, His full armor, to defeat supernatural forces of evil. We need to put on God's full spiritual armor. This is an inner battle. Satan and his horde attack our minds, that is, our thinking, our hearts, that is, our attitudes, our wills, that is, our self-control, our spirits, all of which the Holy Spirit indwells, whom is within us. Regarding Paul, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16 says, I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. That is, through our souls, through our spirits, our minds, our hearts, our wills. In our inner being is where the power of the Holy Spirit indwells us and works in us and through us. Romans chapter 8 and verse 6 says in part, the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 says, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And also we should never forget 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world, that is, the evil one. We have power, and we can unleash God's power when we allow the Holy Spirit to have His way in our thoughts, in our ways, in our lives. Regarding the full armor of God illustrated by the armor of a Roman soldier, here it refers to six armaments. The first three, belt, breastplate, and feet fitted, are worn continuously on the battlefield. The last three, shield, helmet, and sword, were kept ready for use when actual fighting began. The day of evil began at the fall of man. Ever since, every day has been evil. We need to be on guard all the time. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14 says in part, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. The Roman soldier wore a tunic, a loose-fitting cloth. Since ancient combat was largely hand-to-hand battle, a loose tunic was a potential hindrance. A belt was necessary to cinch up the loosely hanging material or loose ends before going into battle. So the spiritual imagery here is to pull out all the loose ends to emphasize only truthfulness. We need truth on our part, without hypocrisy, without anything false. So with full integrity and honesty, we can stand firm against the temptations that come against us. Satan fights with lies and deception. Believers are armed with the truth, as in Scripture, to defeat all that is false. Truth must not and will not be a hindrance to the believer of the Scriptures, as the way God, the way, the will, the Word of God can work in us and through us as we apply it to our lives. Also in verse 14, it says, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. The Roman breastplate was usually a tough, sleeveless piece of leather or heavy metal or heavy material, with animal horn or hoof pieces sewn on, covering the full torso or chest, protecting the soldier's heart and vital organs. As we as obedient Christians maintain our hearts after the righteousness of Christ, we are protected with a spiritual breastplate. Our righteousness comes from persevering faith in Christ. We have positional righteousness in Christ, but we also need practical righteousness, right living, pure hearts in our daily life to protect us from temptation. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 15. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Roman soldiers wore boots or sandals with nails in them to grip the ground in combat. The gospel of peace is the good news that through Christ, Christians are at peace with God and can be at peace with all others. We have inner peace to stand firm. If we are going to stand and withstand temptation, we need to hold on to, we need to be held in Christ's grip. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16 says in part, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. The original Greek word for shield usually refers to the large shield, 2.5 feet by 4.5 feet, that shielded the entire body. Here, faith refers to our ongoing basic trust in our God. Trusting God, His Word, protects us from all sorts of temptations. Temptations are like flaming arrows that were quenched by an oil-treated leather shield. Faith quenches temptations. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17a says in part, take the helmet of salvation. The helmet protects the head. Satan seeks to tempt us with evil thoughts, to pollute our thinking, to destroy our assurance of salvation with doubts and discouragement. But Christians need not lose our assurance of salvation as we remain in Christ. Assurance is a feeling, but our security in Christ is a fact. As we maintain right thinking as faithful followers, we can have full assurance of our salvation in Christ Jesus. We need to grow in the mind of Christ. And how is that? Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Sin is never God's will and never pleasing to God. And lastly, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17b, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. As the sword was used, usually as the soldier's only weapon, so God's Word is the only needed weapon, as we can go on the offensive with the powerful Word of God. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 says, for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, joints and marrows. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. When Christ was sorely tempted by Satan in the wilderness, Christ used the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to defeat the evil one. 3 times Christ said, "It is written." We can do the same to ward off temptations. We can focus on Scripture, not on the temptation. The full armor of God is a picture of Jesus Christ, who is truth. John chapter 14 and verse 6. He is our righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. He is our peace. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14. His faithfulness makes possible our faith, according to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Christ is our salvation, according to Luke chapter 2 and verse 30. And Christ is the Word of God, according to John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14. In Christ, living for Christ, and by His Spirit, we receive the full armor of God. And yet, we need to do our part and put on the full armor of God every day.
Now!
Wearing the full armor of God can only apply to you if you're a Christian. Do you believe that Jesus is the Savior, the Son of God? The Bible shows us that believers repented of their sins, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized in water. If you have questions for Brother Johnson, or if you'd like to have a free CD of this and next week's program, please contact us and ask for program 2215. Use the addresses which will follow. We pray that God will bless you in your life today. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing.